You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Not even a minute into the game, AS Monaco was on the scoring board. Soon after, they were up 2-0, and it looked as though Paris Saint-Germain was on their way to losing the game. However, PSG managed to score 3 unanswered goals to take the win. The second round between those two is next week at the Parc des Princes in the French capital. Obviously, PSG, as the defending Champions League champs, they are looking to go to the round of 16. AS Monaco might have 0 chance in this one. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Into the Net FC. My name is Alex Alcazaz, and I'm also known as the Bear of Texas. Well, as I mentioned already, Monaco at one point looked as though they were truly on their way to an upset win over the defending European champions. But Paris Saint-Germain was able to power through and come from behind in a brilliant rally to win 3-2. Unfortunately, Ousmane Dembele suffered yet another injury, and we don't know if he's going to be fit to play in the second leg against AS Monaco, again at the Parc des Princes in the French capital. Ousmane Dembele has been dealing with numerous injuries. You know, coming off the greatest season in his career, winning the Ballon d'Or out of all the accomplishments, Ousmane Dembele, the injuries have just been a significant issue. Dembele has been dealing with injuries his entire career. But it's unfortunate that as he's coming off the best season in his career, injuries just continue to plague the man. I'm seriously hoping that Ousmane Dembele is fit for the second leg, and I'm hoping he's able to stay fit as PSG continues to defend their title. But most importantly, I hope that Ousmane Dembele is able to stay healthy. That way, he can represent France in the World Cup this summer. Because Dembele could be a huge factor for Les Bleus. So, I'm praying for Ousmane Dembele. I'm praying for him. I really am. But, unfortunately, injuries are part of the game. And so, you know what? It's out of his control. It's out of our control. But either way, Ousmane Dembele truly has, well, accomplished so much, and 2025 speaks for itself for him. So, get well soon, Ousmane. Get well soon, brother. Now, well, you know, it's interesting. American Folarin Balogun scored a brace in this one for AS Monaco. And as I mentioned, not even a minute in the game, he found the back of the net for AS Monaco. And about 17 minutes later, he did it again. As a matter of fact, the way he scored, I think it was one of the goals that he scored, the way he was left unmarked, well, that right there is a massive talking point. As a matter of fact, Alexi Lalas had something to say about it. I mean, he's the one who pointed that one. Because as this game was going on, the Real Madrid game was going on, so I was literally at the pub and I asked the bartender to put both games. So I had a difficult time paying attention to the PSG game. I'll be honest, but at the same time, you know, I'm glad that I spotted what Alexi Lalas said, and well, to be honest, I didn't even know what to say. But it was just that in one of the goals, okay, that there was a certain amount of players that were in the box, but they somehow left Balogun completely unmarked. Man. Huh. Yeah. So here it is right there. And that was actually in the opening game. Yeah, excuse me, in the opening goal. And the goal was scored in the 55th second. And so basically, within 55 seconds, AS Monaco scored a goal. So according to Alexi Lalas, 8 PSG players were in the box, and they still could not mark Balogun. Wow. Wow. I mean, just what the heck happened? I mean, I look at the second goal for Balogun. Now, he was marked by one player, but the defender really honestly couldn't do his job. So, But Logan scored a magnificent brace, and his first goal came less than a minute into the game. And again, I can't stress enough the fact that the opening goal for the game for AS Monaco, 8 PSG players were in the penalty box, and they could not mark Balogun. Wow. And something that's interesting is that Lucas Chevalier did not actually play in this game for Paris Saint-Germain. As a matter of fact, he was on the bench. I mean, I understand that Lucas Chevalier has been having some struggles this season. As a matter of fact, PSG, I think in their last Ligue 1 match, they suffered a 3-1 loss to Stade Rennes. Which, yeah, it was. That's a Stade Rennes, a 3-1 loss. And Dembélé did score a goal for Les Parisiens. But PSG suffering a loss to Stade Rennes. Well, I'm sure that my friend Anthony, who's a strong supporter of Olympique de Marseille, I'm sure that he was happy about that. I'm sure my good friend and my mentor, Mr. Steve Adams, who also loves Marseille, was pretty happy to see that. Well, Lucas Chevalier did not actually start that game for Paris Saint-Germain. Safonov, the Russian goalie who started this one for PSG against Monaco, Safonov actually started for Stade Rennes. So Lucas Chevalier was on the bench for that one as well. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm not sure exactly what's going on with Lucas Chevalier, but looking at it from here, I mean, a month ago, he had a performance where he had five saves in regular time and 2 saves in penalty shootouts. So I'm not sure exactly what's been going on with Lucas Chevalier, but according to a source known as Get French Football News, Didier Deschamps had something to say, and he said that, quote, let me backtrack a little bit. I'm losing my train of thought. I apologize. So according to Get French Football News, Didier Deschamps says that Lucas Chevalier's, quote, situation at PSG is, quote, not the best. So, I mean, this was supposed to be a big year for Lucas Chevalier. And, you know, of course, you know, Lille, you know, his time in Lille, especially when Lille had that huge win over Real Madrid. I mean, Lucas Chevalier was making huge, huge, huge saves. So, after Donnarumma left PSG to go to Manchester City, I mean, Paris Saint-Germain needed a good goalie, so they decided to go with Lucas Chevalier, and I was actually happy about it, but Chevalier has been struggling with pressure, and according to Get French Football News, he has, quote, failed to convince since making the moves and has recently been removed from the side. He has not featured in Les Parisiens' last 3 games in Ligue 1, while Safonov, who was also preferred in the Champions League, in a final Champions League phase game against Newcastle United. So that game, PSG's game against Newcastle United, Safonov was playing that one. So it's unfortunate that Lucas Chevalier has been demoted to a backup role. It's truly sad. So I'm really hoping that Lucas Chevalier can recover from the situation. So Paris Saint-Germain just has a lot going on, and you know, the pressure of them being the defending champions, and of course the Ballon d'Or, and you know, weren't they named the best club of the year, of course. So PSG is just under a lot of pressure. But there were a lot of pressure in this game after 18 minutes, and they scored 3 unanswered goals. But we talk about the pressure. And before Désiré Doué, who actually came off the bench to fill in for Ousmane Dembélé, actually, I believe, came out of the game in the 27th minute, if I'm correct. I'm going to try to see, do you know specifically, but I know that Ousmane Dembélé, it was in the 27th minute. So Ousmane Dembélé was taken out of the game in the 27th minute, and Désiré Doué comes in, and then in the 29th minute, Désiré Doué cuts the lead in half. Now, in the 22nd minute, Paris Saint-Germain was awarded a penalty. I believe Vitinha took the penalty, and he was denied. So at that point, I'm like, man, at that point, I was actually convinced that PSG was screwed. I was convinced that they were screwed, even though we were only 22 minutes into the game. Well, 7 minutes later, Désiré Doué cuts that lead in half, okay, with an assist from Bradley Barcola. You know, I'm so happy to see Désiré Doué and Bradley Barcola be able to succeed and be dominant as a very, very true dynamic duo. I'm telling you, Désiré Doué and Bradley Barcola, they are truly one hell of a dynamic duo. I mean, these guys have a huge potential being a huge future for the French national team. And Désiré Doué, I mean, really honestly put up a hell of a performance coming off the bench. He provided the assist when Ashraf Hakimi equalized in the 41st minute to make it 2-2. So it was an interesting first half between AS Monaco and Paris Saint-Germain. Because after 18 minutes, AS Monaco is up 2-0. In the 22nd minute, PSG has the chance to cut the lead in half with a penalty. They fail to convert it. But then a few minutes later, Désiré Doué cuts the lead in half. And a few minutes before the end of the first half, Ashraf Hakimi equalizes, makes it 2-2 with an assist from the same guy that cut the lead in half. And Désiré Doué, it had to be this way. He had to be the one to score the game-winning goal. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. He had to be the one because Doué had scored the first goal and he provided the assist, okay? So he cut the lead in half and he provided the assist to make it 2-2. So he had to be the one to make it 3-2. He had to be the one to score the game-winning goal, and he did it in a very beautiful fashion. As a matter of fact, I believe the first goal that he scored, well, it hit the crossbar, then it went in, I believe. I believe that was the first goal that he scored. I'm not sure if it was the game-winning one, but But PSG also had the advantage because in the 48th minute, AS Monaco was down one man because a player by the name of Golovin was given a straight red card for a brutal tackle. So, obviously, overall, eventually, PSG was able to take full advantage of it by scoring, by making it 3-2. And the assist from the game-winning goal was from Warren Zaire-Emery. So it was great to see, three Frenchmen, in my case, as a proud French-American, three Frenchmen play a huge role in this win. You know, Warren Zaire-Emery and Désiré Doué, and Bradley Barcola all providing an assist while Doué scores two goals. That's great. And seeing Ashraf Hakimi score a beautiful goal to equalize it. You know, Ashraf Hakimi, one of the best players in the world right now, and honestly a player that I have nothing but love and respect for. I love seeing Ashraf Hakimi score because he is brilliant. A brilliant defender, a brilliant player overall. Ashraf Hakimi is truly one of the best in today's generation. And he's definitely going to go down as one of the greatest of all time. There's no doubt about it. He may be one of the best in this generation, but believe me, Ashraf Hakimi is going to go down as one of the best of all time. So PSG really bouncing back and with a brilliant rally, doing it through the team chemistry and teamwork. So PSG still has PSG still only up by one goal, so they got to finish the job at the Parc des Princes. But again, as I mentioned earlier, I feel like Monaco might not have a chance. Right? I didn't even say they might not have a chance. I think, you know, it looks as though they have no chance. So, man. So PSG has no intention of allowing Monaco to get the win. So PSG intends to continue to defend that title. PSG, I think right now, is probably far from being a favorite to win the Champions League again. But PSG would love to make a deep run. But the odds are certainly not against them. But it's brutal. It's absolutely brutal. Yeah. Well, you know, there's one thing about PSG. You know, I mentioned that loss to Stade Rennes. Well, what's interesting about PSG is that, you know, before that one, about 10 days ago, PSG had a 5-0 win over Olympique de Marseille. And I know that my friend Anthony is not going to be happy that I'm mentioning it right now. Well, Dembele scored a brace in that one, so I was happy to see that. But you know, I think after Marseille lost 5-0, I mean, they actually fired their manager. And actually, I talked to my friend Steve about it, and he agreed with the decision, and he stated that it was justified because, especially the fact that Marseille did not make it out of the group stage in the Champions League. So it's very difficult for French football. Marseille did not make it out of the group stage. AS Monaco is on the verge of being knocked out, not making it to the round of 16. So yeah, it's really tough for French football, but. Well, at least there'll be one. There'll be one making it to the round of 16. But for PSG, I mean, they would love nothing more than to shock the world and to win the title again. But it doesn't look like it's going to happen. Although if it did, I would actually be extremely shocked. But we'll have to wait and see. But so PSG, going from winning 5-0 at home, then losing on the road to Stade Rennes. You know, PSG, you know, much like over the years, I've said that they were completely unpredictable in a bad way. I mean, it kind of seems like PSG is starting to become PSG again. And I'm hoping that's not the case. Because I really don't want to go. I mean, even though my friend Anthony absolutely adored me going on these rants of burying PSG, He absolutely loved it, and I'm sure Steve loved it as well. But at the same time, I want to stay more positive than negative, but I will say the truth, even if it means having to bury a team. I mean, I've done that with Manchester United. I've done that with Real Madrid. I'll do that with any team. Any team that needs to be buried through a barrage of criticism, well, you know what? I'm speaking the truth, so if I need to do it, then so be it. All right. So PSG and Monaco, the next round, same thing. Round two is going to be Wednesday, February 25th, exactly a week from now, as I'm recording on this lovely Wednesday afternoon. Well, again, Monaco, very unlikely doesn't have a chance. And PSG is going to have actually another game next month against Monaco, but that's going to be in Ligue 1 play. And speaking of the Ligue 1 standings, PSG is actually in second place, 1 point below Lens. I mean, Lens, 17 wins, 1 draw, and 4 losses. I mean, that's incredible. Could you imagine if Lens actually wins Ligue 1 this year? That'll be something. Well, my hometown club, Lyon, is in third place. Marseille is in fourth. Well, AS Monaco is not in a good situation. They're in eighth place, which would mean no European football for them. So, man. But seeing my hometown club, Olympique Lyonnais, in third place, I mean, Olympique Lyonnais is currently on a 5-game winning streak. This is in the last five. So they've won the last 5 games. So they're on a streak of at least 5 games. I mean, I don't know if it's how many games they won before. So I'm going to actually get a double check. Sorry, I'm kind of talking a little bit. I'm losing my train of thought, but I'm looking at it from here. So, man, the last time Lyon actually lost a Ligue 1 match. I'm actually trying to see if I can find it right here. Nope, doesn't even show it. So, okay, well, I'm sorry. Now I'm getting distracted by this whole thing, but you know, okay. I think according to this, Lorient might be the last time Lyon lost a Ligue 1 match. So they turned it around by beating Le Havre, which was December 14th. So that's 1, then 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Okay. Hold on. I don't even know. I gotta look this up. I'm sorry. I'm losing my train of thought. Okay, so, right? I mean, I'll never forget it. In 2006, when they won 14 straight. But hold on. Man. I'm actually trying to figure out exactly what the current winning streak is. So, man. Okay, according to Fox Sports, okay. 13th straight win in all competitions. Okay. So this winning streak is okay. And the 5-game winning streak I was briefly mentioning, that was in Ligue 1. So right now, okay. And this was from 3 days ago. So, I'm telling you, they're just on a massive winning streak. So this was 3 days ago. So last time Olympique Lyonnais won, played a game, was Sunday, February 15th. Okay, yeah, so this was when they beat Nice, and that's the club of my other French compatriot, Laurent. So, Fox Sports, so I'm glad I brought it up. So, yeah, Lyon is currently on a 13-game winning streak across all competitions. So the fact that Lyon is my hometown, and Olympique Lyonnais is a team close to my heart, it's great to see that Olympique Lyonnais is dominant. Absolutely dominant. 13 wins in a row in all competitions. And Olympique Lyonnais right now, if Ligue 1 were to end today, Olympique Lyonnais would be in the Champions League. So, man. But, so anyway, back to AS Monaco and PSG. I mean, right now I'm kind of on a barrage of talking about French football. I mean, I'm French-American, so, yeah, what would you expect? So, anyway, talk about anything like that. So, looking at the statistics in this one, and I'm surprised I didn't mention this already. You know, every goal in this game actually had an assist, and that's from both sides. Golovin, the individual that got the red card, he actually provided the assist in AS Monaco's opening goal, and Akliouch, the other Frenchman, provided the assist in the second goal. So, man, so and Golovin. I don't even know this player. A player by the name of his name is Alexander Golovin. Okay, he's from Russia. 29 years old. Plays for Monaco. Also, obviously represents the Russian national team. He's actually been with Monaco since 2018. So before that, he played for a club in Moscow. So Golovin has been with AS Monaco for it'll be 8 years this year. So it's amazing. So. Yeah, so it was, but it's unfortunate for Golovin to get a straight red card, and on the same game where he provided an assist. But you know that happens. But it's amazing that all five goals of this game came with an assist. So AS Monaco and PSG were certainly playing well. They were both playing as respective cohesive units, although one team was able to outperform the other. When we look at the shots on target, PSG had 10 shots on target and made 3 of them count. So, once again. A case of missed opportunities. I mean, I talked about this in the episode I did earlier today about Real Madrid. So for PSG, once again, a case of missed opportunities. But that has been a significant issue for PSG over the years. A case of missed opportunities. But a lot of times, PSG, they find ways to win. So some would say that's what matters. They find ways to win. But again, you cannot overlook that particular issue when there's chances that are not being capitalized. Yeah. So 10 shots on target for Les Parisiens and 4 for AS Monaco. So Monaco made 2 of them count, and Paris Saint-Germain made 3 of them count. Well, 5 goals combined for both teams. Well, PSG scored 3 unanswered goals. 38 clearances by the AS Monaco defense. 38 clearances and 19 interceptions. Only 1 interception by the PSG defense and 17 clearances. So kudos to the AS Monaco defense for a strong defensive performance, even though they coughed up 3 unanswered goals, and for Monaco to squander a 2-0 lead. But still, 38 clearances, you can't ignore that. You just can't. 7 saves by the AS Monaco goalie and 2 by Savanov, the goalie for PSG. So as far as I'm concerned, I mean, right now, the biggest thing for PSG right now is that another setback for Dembele. Man, he lasted only 27 minutes and then was taken out, and we're not even sure if he's going to play in the second leg. Man, but something good did come out of it, because Désiré Doué came off the bench to fill in for Dembele, and he scored 2 goals and even provided an assist. So if Ousmane Dembele is not available in the second leg, well, then you know what? This is the chance for Désiré Doué to continue to build on his success. I mean, for Désiré Doué, it's the chance to build on his success and to build his potential for the French national team, you know, moving forward. I mean, Désiré Doué is only 20 years old. 20 years old, okay? And not to mention, you know, there's Bradley Barcola as well. And Bradley Barcola, man, I'm telling you, I mean, if he and Désiré Doué just continue to build on their dominance, I mean, both these guys, you know, they're definitely going to be called up to the French national team for the World Cup. So, Désiré Doué and Bradley Barcola, I mean, those guys have just a massive future ahead of them, and the more they dominate, the more they dominate, I mean, these other European heavyweights are going to offer PSG a lot of money to get them. So. And of course, for me, Bradley Barcola is also from Lyon as well. So seeing Bradley Barcola be dominant and be successful makes me so proud. But the same thing with Désiré Doué, same thing with Warren Zaïre-Emery. I mean, when I see my French compatriots be able to be successful and score magnificent goals and play so well, man, makes me so proud. So, anyway, well, PSG is going to have to figure out to regain control in Ligue 1, because it would certainly be embarrassing for them to not win Ligue 1 this year. But Lens is not letting up, and not to mention that Olympique Lyonnais is actually knocking on the door. Now, if Olympique Lyonnais actually won the French Ligue 1, well, that would be a story, and that would be I would probably have to have at least I would have to have Steve on this episode, and try to get if I could get Anthony and Laurent as well. I mean, I'm gonna have to get some of the brothers in this one. But Lyon is actually 7 points behind first place, and they're 6 points behind PSG. But Lyon is just getting higher and higher and higher. So if Lyon can actually manage to qualify for a Champions League spot next season, well, that right there is a massive accomplishment. But But for PSG, well, it's been going, you know, back and forth between them and Lens, but that 3-1 win, 3-1 loss to Rennes, that didn't do PSG any favors. So PSG is going to have to continue to go back on the winning streak. PSG is about to play against Metz at home, and the following week they'll play against Le Havre. So, man, oh, Sunday, March 1st, Olympique de Marseille versus Olympique Lyonnais. Oh, that's going to be fun. That is going to be fun. Man. So, anyway. Round 2, AS Monaco versus PSG next week at the Parc des Princes at the French capital. It looks as though PSG is going to have this one under control, but I still think that anything could happen. But I really believe that Désiré Doué could be the difference maker once again. As far as I'm concerned, I think as a precaution, if Ousmane Dembele starts off on the bench, and if Désiré Doué were to score a hat trick and PSG has everything under control, then you know what? There's no reason to bring in Dembele. You know, let him keep resting so he can stay healthy. That way he could be 100% by the time the Les Parisiens go off in the round of 16, and we'll soon find out who it will be against. So we'll see. Anyway. Paris Saint-Germain still got a lot to deal with, but they can only take it one step at a time. They're under a tremendous amount of pressure. And as far as AS Monaco goes, well, things continue to get worse for them. It does not look like AS Monaco is going to be competing in European football next year. Unfortunately, well, it's sad, but it's very unfortunate, but it is what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, Into the Net FC is available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So if you would please, hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell. That way, I know for sure that you're not going to miss out on any exciting upcoming content. Thank y'all very, very much. Y'all have a good one, and God bless.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.